Today is Saturday, the 7th of June, and we're here to interview Saskia Teep. Saskia, would you like to begin and tell us a little about your mother's story?
I'll start. First of all, her name is Brigitte Langer, and she was born in 1915 in Jägerndorf, which was then part of the Austrian Empire. Obviously, 3 years later, World War I, the land was all divvied up, and I have to explain the history to you to give an understanding of what happened leading up to the war. The Czechs were given the rights to the lands that she lived in, even though they were Czech-speaking and the majority of the people in the area where she lived were German-speaking. And this caused a lot of aggravation, supposedly, probably because of the depression and inflation and all the terrible things that happened after the First World War. So the seeds of unrest that were sown as a result of all this kept going, and eventually a leader called Heinlein, who embraced the Nazi ideology, went to Hitler, maybe in the 30s, and asked for help. And this gave Hitler the excuse to try to invade Czechoslovakia, because he was taking back these Sudeten German lands. The Sudeten Germans self-styled themselves that.
I believe they weren't called that.
No.
Before Hitler came to power.
No, I think there was sort of four areas and they wanted their own independence. And they had four different areas. One was Bohemia, Silesia and so on. Eventually they just called themselves the Sudetenland. And you'll all have heard the story of Chamberlain coming back with this piece of paper because he'd sold Czechoslovakia down the river, giving Sudetenland to Hitler. So my mother was brought up by a Sudeten, let's call him Sudeten German father, and a mother who was originally of Jewish background. So my mother's grandmother was Jewish, and her mother, Paula Lamb, was christened into the Catholic faith, which I think was fairly common when people married into a different religion. So when Paula married her father, Rudolf Langer, she changed faith and became a Catholic. And my mother was brought up a Catholic. In October 1938, when the Nazis came into the area where she lived, I don't think it affected her greatly in that she had a German father who looked out for her and so on. He was a customs official and I think sort of middle class. They seemed quite well to do. The only blot on my mum's landscape, I think, was the fact that her mum died when she was three in 1918 as a result of the Spanish flu epidemic, which killed, you know, millions worldwide. So her father remarried and she had another Sudeten German stepmother called Hedwig, and they didn't get on very well. So when she was 16, she took the opportunity to train in the looking after children, as it says in her CV. For 6 months she went to school, and then she ended up working with a family in Hungary for a few years. And at that point, I think she also went to Vienna with a family. So I think she thought she had moved on and left things behind. But in 1938, it must have been just before the Nazis came in, her father had a stroke and she was called home to help look after him. So she ended up being where she's not, where, you know, the worst possible place to be at that time. Now, I can see through the papers that I found that she spent a lot of years looking for background information as to how much of a Jew she was. The Nazis had introduced with the Nuremberg Laws in 1935, I think it was, some sort of pseudo-scientific methodology to decide how much of a Jew you are in blood. And it depended on how many.
They had a special name, didn't they, for such people? Is it
Mischling? Mischling. The word means mongrel.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So basically, your mixed race. Mm. And of course, it was very important. I think that's something that we're not aware of either, is that because of Darwinism and, you know, the origination of the species, and the idea that people were of different grades of intelligence and so on was very important in those days. Nowadays, we think that's a sort of lunacy, obviously. But then it was figuring out what your bloodline was, I suppose, an everyday kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. They believed that there was such a racial difference, didn't they?
Yeah.